The third of the Memchas Torim Sha'atoyra Niknis Bahem is Ba'arichas Sfasayim. Parshat Pshat, it means the organization of the Sfasayim. They're setting them into their proper order, which is a very interesting way of saying Bekoil Ram. And maybe Ba'arichas Sfasayim isn't just Bekoil Ram. So the Ma'al Zavitri, in Simen Tov Chof Tes, explaining this Kinyan HaTorah, says Ba'arichas Sfasayim b'mitziya b'peh u'mashmiya l'chol eivorov k'shehu soidra b'fiv. So he says mitziya b'peh, he's verbalizing it, he's uttering it with his mouth, but at the same time, he says he's misader it with his mouth. So there's a certain amount of organization that the mouth has to utter the words in a certain sequence, and that helps him do what? The Ma'al Zavitri here cites a Gemara, Maseches Erevin, and it's very important to be madgish one nekuda from that Gemara, and that is the mention of Ramach Evorim. Ka'oysa sheshaninu be'erevin, Bruya ashkachti lahu gavra da'avigoris belechisha, bot shabei, omrole kosuv arucha bakoil ushmura, im arucha beramach evorim, oz shmura boy, vim lav eno shmura. The Gemara Erevin, Dafnun Gimel Amud Beis, to the top of Dafnun Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us the story of Bruya Eshes Reb Meir and how she criticized a Talmud for not saying his Divrei Torah out loud. And he says in the Ma'al Zavitri, U'mashmiya l'chol eivorov k'shehu soidro b'fiv, because this is what it says in the Gemara. It says, Arucha b'koil u'shmura, that im arucha b'ramach eivorim mishtameres. There's a ramach eivorim idea here. But it seems clear that if a person holds back by not uttering the words, so it's a chesaron in his expression of his entire being. The difference is very simple. Is it simply that he has to say it loud enough that he could hear it, or that he should say it mamish b'koil with an enthusiasm? If it's ramach eivorim, it's with enthusiasm. If it's simply b'koil ram, so that he should be able to hear what he's saying, then it means it's the opposite of hearer. So this is the question. When we say richas fasayim, what do we mean? Do we mean that it has to be loud enough to be heard, or do we mean more than that, that it has to be with an enthusiasm that reflects a commitment to Torah, and maybe that's the reason that he's not going to forget it, and otherwise he would. Because if it's a question of just verbalizing it, then the reason he'll forget it is because he hasn't heard the words in his own ears. But if it's a question of the Ramach Evorim idea, then the reason he'll forget, if he doesn't do it with Arichas Fasayim, is because he really doesn't put his heart and soul into it. So there are two different approaches in the Taitch of Arichas Fasayim, and it would be mashma, by the Ma'al Zavitri quoting the Gemara in Erev and Dafnun Gimel Nun Dalet, that it is an inyan of Ramach Evorim. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis says, Ein Devrei Torah Miskaimim B'Misha Marpa Atzmei Aleihim, V'loi Be'elu Shalom D'Mitoich Idun Mitoich Achilu Shesiyah, Ela B'Misha Memis Atzmei Aleihim U'Metzei Agufay Tomid, etc., etc. And then he says towards the end, Omru Chachomim Bris Kusa Shekal HaYogeya B'Toyrosoi B'Beis HaMedrash Loi B'Meheira Hu Mishakeyach V'Chol HaYogeya B'Talmud B'Tzina Machkim Shenema V'Es Tznu Im Chochma V'Chol HaMashmiya Koyloi B'Shas Talmudo Talmudo Miskayim B'Yodoi Avla Koyloi B'Lachash B'Meheira Hu Shefeyach. Now here you have a very fascinating thing. The Rambam says Mashmiya Koyloi versus HaKoyri B'Lachash. So the question is, what is Hakari Balachash? If Hakari Balachash means Behir Hur, so then we have Mashmiya Koyla could simply mean that his voice is heard to himself. But if Mashmiya Koyla, in contrast to Hakari Balachash, is because Hakari Balachash means he hears it, but it's not Bekol Ram, it's not with the enthusiasm of a person shouting it out, of saying it forcefully, so then Mashmiya Koyla Bebeis HaMedrash is the opposite. It's a person with Ramach Evorov. So really, the question is, how does the Rambam understand Korei Balachash? It would seem that Korei Balachash means that he says it, but he doesn't say it with enthusiasm. And therefore, if we add it all up, the inyan of the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Gimel Nun Dalet, which of course the Rambam is relating to, and the Ma'al Zavitri and Dar Zeruah's understanding of that Gemara as it relates to Arichus Fasayim, you'll get the impression that if he would say it, and it would be Bekol Namuch, even though he would hear what he's saying, it still would not be enough. The inyan is to say it with den ganzen Herzen, with your whole being, and that is an indication of his commitment to the learning, of his seriousness about the learning, of his enthusiasm about his learning. I would like to be moisif one more point. We know that there's a shita sagra, that you can make birchas haTorah and hearer and the machloikas about it. We have to understand something. And maybe that's meduyak in the lashon of the Rambam that we just mentioned, that the contrast of koil is hakoyrei balachash. What does he mean hakoyrei? The answer is there's a text in front of him. When you are learning yourself, where is the union of bekoil? So when you're reading,
and you're learning a nusach, whether it's the Chumash or whether it's the Gemara or whether it's the Shulchan Aruch, we understand the concept of doing it Bekoil. But when you are thinking, unless people are used to talking to themselves, where is the Bekoil? Thinking is a quiet thing. It's a silent process. And on the contrary, maybe being Ma'ayin deeply into something requires that silence. So the emesis is that there's a fascinating idea in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he speaks about the inyan of being Moitzi B'Tzvasav, he says the following. This is in Perek Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Sif Yud Beis. V'chol Adam Tzarech Lizoya Lohoitzi B'Tzvasav U'Lashmiya Le'oznav Kol Mar Shaloymed Bein B'Mikra Mishra V'Talmud Elo Im Kein B'Shas Iyun Lohovin Dova Mitoich Dova V'chol Mar Shaloymed B'Hihu Levad V'Hev Shaloy Lohoitzi B'Tzvasav V'Eino Moitzi Eino Yoitzi B'Limud Zayi Deichoivatz Mitzvas U'Lemadet Tamoysam. The point that he's making is the following. That if the inyan is something that needs hirhur, so of course you don't have to be moitzi b'sfasav. And that's not going to be a chesaron in Ramachei Varav either. And that's not arichus fasayim. Arichus fasayim is only that which he can be reading, mashalaymed bein b'mikra, mishnah, the Talmud. And that he has to be moitzi b'sfasav. And he goes so far as to suggest that if a person can be moitzi b'sfasav and he isn't, then he's not even Yoytze in that limud the chayva of lamadat tamoysa, which is a very remarkable chiddush. We would have thought that the inyan is a matter of forgetting, but not of the kiyum mitzvah itself. But it could very well be that according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if the kind of learning that you're doing is a learning that lends itself to forgetfulness, then that's a chesaron, that's a kiyum of mitzvahs Talmud Torah itself.